Chapter 2. Interpretation of results and conclusions of pharmacoeconomic evaluation. 2.1. Brief introduction to pharmacoeconomic theory. The theory of pharmacoeconomic evaluation has been widely discussed in textbooks and global publications, including in guidelines previously published by the Ministry of Health, namely, the Guideline for the Implementation of Pharmacoeconomic Evaluation 2013 and the Technical Guideline for Pharmacoeconomic Analysis in Health Facilities 2016. Complete references are listed in the reference list of this guideline, so they are not explained in detail unless there is updated information, which remains recommended as the main reference. Pharmacoeconomic evaluation itself is a systematic process for comparing costs and health outcomes to determine the intervention with the best value according to available resources. So, an understanding of cost components, types of outcomes, and analysis methods becomes an important basis for its implementation. 2.1.1. Costs. Types of costs in pharmacoeconomic evaluation are as follows. 1. Direct costs. Can be medical costs such as medicines, medical procedures, supporting examinations, hospitalization, and non-medical costs such as transportation, consumption, and accommodation for patients or families. 2. Indirect costs. Such as loss of productivity, income, and caregiver time due to illness or treatment. 3. Intangible costs. Components that are difficult to measure monetarily, such as pain, anxiety, and psychological burden. The selection of cost types in the analysis is influenced by the analysis perspective, namely, the perspective of the patient, provider, health service provider, payer, or society, which is the most comprehensive. 2.1.2. Outcome. Outcomes are the consequences or benefits of the intervention being studied, consisting of 1. Clinical outcomes. Includes short-term clinical outcomes, intermediate clinical outcomes, and final outcomes such as survival, complications, and quality of life, endpoint clinical outcomes. 2. Humanistic outcomes, represented by utility values, which are values of the patient's quality of life, measured by standard instruments such as EQ5D or SF6D. When this utility value is weighted by life expectancy, it becomes quality-adjusted life years, QALYs. 3. Economic outcomes. Benefits in the form of monetary value from health interventions. 2.1.3. Methods of pharmacoeconomic analysis. Analysis methods in pharmacoeconomic evaluation include 1. Cause of illness, COI. Measuring the economic burden of a specific disease based on cost parameters. 2. Cost minimization analysis, CMA. Comparing cost variables between two or more interventions with equivalent clinical outcomes. 3. Cost effectiveness analysis, CEA. Measuring cost and clinical outcomes of two health interventions. 4. Cost utility analysis, CUA. Measuring costs and outcomes in quality-adjusted life years, QALYs, units of two health interventions. 5. Cost-benefit analysis, CBA. Assessing the benefits and costs of a health program or intervention in monetary units. 6. Budget impact analysis, BIA. Assessing the financial consequences of an intervention on the budget in the short term. 2.2 Incremental Cost Effectiveness Ratio, ICER. ICER is a very important parameter of pharmacoeconomic evaluation. The ICER value assists in the health policy or decision-making process based on study results by considering the financial capability value of the government/policymaker, represented in the willingness to pay/threshold value. The ICER parameter is calculated using the following formula. Cost A equals total cost required to provide the new intervention, medicine. Cost B equals total cost required to provide the standard comparator intervention, medicine. Effectiveness A equals outcome effectiveness, which is a consequence of using the new intervention, medicine. Effectiveness B equals outcome effectiveness, which is a consequence of using the standard comparator intervention, medicine. An ICER value smaller than the WTP value, ICER less than WTP, leads to the conclusion that the new intervention, medicine, is cost-effective, so it can be accepted or recommended for use in services. Meanwhile, an ICER value greater than the DTP, ICER greater than WTP, yields the result that the new intervention, drug, likely cannot be recommended for acceptance or use in health services because it is considered not cost-effective. Medicines that are not cost-effective can be reconsidered after adjustments are made, one of which is price negotiation to become cost-effective. The final recommendation consideration can be given after value-based pricing, VBP, is carried out or other policy considerations that support medicine access.
Outside the ICER parameter, there is another parameter, namely the average cost effectiveness ratio, ACER, which describes cost per unit of benefit. ACER calculation uses a baseline or implicit comparator, or assumes the cost and outcome consequences of the comparator are zero. Therefore, ACER must not be used to make decisions or choose alternative health technologies. This is because the ACER parameter can be misleading and has a high risk of misinterpretation when compared to the ICER parameter, which is the result of a comparison between interventions.
2.3 Cost Effectiveness Threshold / Willingness to Pay, WTP. Cost Effectiveness Threshold, CET, or Willingness to Pay, WTP, is the maximum threshold used to assess the value for money of a health intervention, namely, the highest value that policymakers or society are willing to pay to obtain an additional 1 unit of quality-adjusted life year, QALY. A health technology will be recommended, cost-effective, to be adopted or covered in the health service system if the ICER value, cost per QALY, is below the CET/WTP value. The CET value is influenced by community values and preferences, level of economic development, availability of health budgets, and other factors. In many cases, this value is updated periodically according to changes in social and economic conditions. Although studies have been conducted to calculate the CET value in Indonesia, to date, the Ministry of Health has not determined a specific CET value for Indonesia. Therefore, the CET value used considers the GDP per capita value. 2.4 Sensitivity Analysis. Sensitivity analysis is used to test the stability, robustness, of pharmacoeconomic study results against changes in assumptions or input parameters.
This is important to ensure the reliability of recommendations from various uncertainties that may occur in the field, such as variations in cost and prices of an intervention, or differences in effectiveness/outcomes from various research settings. Uncertainty must be calculated properly. The impact of uncertainty elements must be identified, assessed, and interpreted, especially parameters that most influence the study results, key drivers. To analyze the impact of uncertainty, sensitivity analysis is commonly used. There are various sensitivity analysis methods, ranging from simple ones, such as one-way sensitivity analysis, two-way or more sensitivity analysis, threshold analysis, scenario analysis, to complex ones such as Monte Carlo simulation and bootstrapping, probabilistic sensitivity analysis. How to perform this analysis will be explained further in Chapter 3. 2.5. Cost-Effectiveness Acceptability Curve, CEAC. The Cost-Effectiveness Acceptability Curve, CEAC, is a graphical representation showing the probability that an intervention is considered more cost-effective compared to its alternative across a range of threshold values, WTP, for each unit of health outcome, such as the quality-adjusted life year, QALY. The function of the CEAC is to visualize the uncertainty of results from pharmacoeconomic analysis, especially model parameter input data, such as cost and effectiveness. The CEAC projects results from probabilistic sensitivity analysis, PSA, by displaying the likelihood of an intervention being cost-effective at various WTP levels. The CEAC can help decision-makers determine whether a specific health investment is worth adopting. 2.6. Scenario analysis. Scenario analysis is one approach in pharmacoeconomic evaluation used to evaluate the impact of changing assumptions or real conditions on health economic model results. Parameters often modified in scenario analysis include clinical effectiveness of the intervention, drug or treatment costs, disease prevalence or incidence, program coverage, and intervention duration. Results from this scenario can then be compared with the CET or WTP per QALY to assess whether an intervention is still considered cost-effective under different conditions. Besides providing an understanding of model uncertainty, scenario analysis can also be the basis for value-based pricing, VBP. By comparing ICERs from various scenarios against the threshold, decision makers can determine the maximum viable price of a health technology, thereby informing pricing and reimbursement policies. 2.7. Value-based pricing, VBP. Value-based pricing, VBP, is an approach in setting medicine or health intervention prices that links the price of a health technology to the value of clinical and economic benefits it provides. Its main goal is to ensure that the health system obtains value for money so that the set price is commensurate with the health impact produced both for patients and society. In Indonesia, VBP becomes relevant due to limited resources and the need to ensure sustainable health financing, especially under the JKN, National Health Insurance Scheme. The VBP approach can help BPJS Kesehatan, the Ministry of Health, and manufacturers balance patient access and health budget efficiency. The basic principle of VBP is linking medicine prices with cost effectiveness measured through pharmacoeconomic analysis such as cost per quality adjusted life year, QALY, or life year gain, LYG. For example, a new therapy for a chronic disease can be considered cost effective if the ICER is below the accepted threshold in Indonesia. With such data,
medicine prices can be negotiated to accommodate clinical effectiveness and affordability. VBP can be a strategic instrument for new medicine price negotiations and reimbursement decisions. This approach encourages more efficient resource use, supports evidence-based decisions, and ensures high-value health interventions remain accessible to the community. Thus, the VBP approach is important for decision makers as it connects clinical benefits, economic efficiency, and the health system's ability to finance health technologies sustainably.